Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now.
It's now time for a very tossing hamburgers edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games.
I'll go with the fast food edition, personally.
On Microsoft's Game Pass service, and tell you which games to pass on to your friends and which games to simply pass.
Are you
pass
like a robot where you can't like deter off the part here?
On by. Clearly. Don't interrupt me.
You're like Pete Buttigieg.
Oh, my Lanta. Yeah, no, no, not even going to make a comment. I'm from South Bend.
That's your guy.
And I'm not even going to make a comment.
That's your guy.
On this week's episode, we are going to be talking about Overcooked 2. But before that, we want to hear from you. Gpopfans@gmail.com. We're getting a couple more listeners. Our numbers are steadily rising. Steadily. I still haven't seen any reviews. Why don't you people want to review us? Why don't they want to review us?
Probably maybe they want to hurt our feelings. Maybe that's they're just being nice.
Yeah. They just play the ad every week to give us our 0.2 cents.
Right.
It's like I'll throw these guys literally a penny.
That's how much we're getting. Like I didn't get my check in the mail yet. I'll wait for that though.
Well, it costs like a couple dollars to process it. So I figured you got to at least wait. So that's done. Let us know what you think of the podcast, gpopfans@gmail.com. Or you can just write us and tell us what you like, don't like. Let us know about some games that you found on Game Pass. You can also, we're on every podcast. I shouldn't say every. I'm sure there's none. We're on most podcast services. And it'd be a great deal of help if you review us. That's the easiest way to spread the love of this podcast. But let's get on with it. Overcooked 2. This is developer Ghost Town Games, and they are known for making Overcooked and Overcooked 2. Regular priced at $24.99 is available on PC, Xbox, PS4, Switch, Mac, and Linux. So if you are listening to this and you're on Linux, there you go. You can play Overcooked 2. Not with Xbox Game Pass, but you could play Overcooked 2. Unfortunately, this game is not Xbox Play Anywhere, and while it does, while the first Overcooked did not have online play, this one does, but it does not feature crossplay. So, bummer, this is a Xbox Game Pass for console-only shindig, and it is not Xbox One X enhanced for all you Xbox One X aficionados like myself out there. So, not the strongest showing for Xbox love. It's not crossplay. It's not Xbox Play Anywhere. But we played this game, and now we're going to talk about it. Overcooked 2.
Cooking Mama Overclock 7. It is a good piece of business right off the bat. I played this game initially on my Nintendo Switch. It was a perfect game for the Switch. One of the many. I noticed one thing right off the bat. It was easier to tell things apart on my Switch on the smaller screen.
Really, that's surprising.
Yeah, like, I don't know. For whatever reason, it was easier for me to pick things up and figure out what things were.
First, Maybe we should describe what this game is, because we have not done that.
Did you not do this? Well, I mean, it's over. It's right there in the title. You cook stuff.
Overcooked 2 is a, I want to call it a kitchen simulator. It's a kitchen chaos simulator. To where you play as a chef, and you've got to do things like cut the meat, and knead the dough, and cut the cucumbers, and put it in the oven.
And your tickets at the top of the screen. You got to prepare those. By doing, just as you said, cutting, chopping, boiling, steaming, cooking, putting it all together, placing it on the plate, and then delivering out as quickly as possible to as many patrons as possible for the highest score.
And each level is sometimes different recipes. Sometimes you'll be making pizza. Sometimes you'll be making some linguine. Sometimes you'll be making some sushi.
Did we make linguine?
Yeah. Maybe clearly, you weren't paying attention.
I don't think I know. Maybe I don't know what linguine is.
But they also throw wrenches into the equation. By every different level has a different kitchen. So sometimes the dishes are on one side, and sometimes the deliveries only on one side. But then you've got stuff like, oh, you're in the air, and you're on hot air balloons, and they move around because that's what kitchens do.
Maybe we're on one side and you're the other side, and then we have to figure out how to get things over to each other during all this chaos.
Correct. So it is, what's unique about Overcooked is that it's always chaos no matter what you do, but they're very good at leveraging that. It never feels so overwhelming that you just like shut down, but it always feels like there's just one too many things you have to do. So therefore you get a little flustered, I think is the word I'm looking for. But it's also very smart about if you've got 2 people, 3 people, or 4 people, it's very good about making sure that there's enough for everyone to do, kind of thing. So now that we've set the stage. Yeah, so I'm surprised to hear you say that you were having better time on Switch looking at things, because there's definitely certain times, especially with like pizza dough, like sometimes it was hard to see it in the all the bars and the chaos and everything that's going on. Sometimes it's easy to lose track of it, kind of thing.
I don't know. I think it was maybe it's a coloring difference or whatever. Maybe it's a sharpness issue. Whatever the issue is, I just initially because the pizza. My biggest graphical issue was with the pizzas, and for a while you're like, hey, you need to plate that. I'm like, is it not already on the plate? Like, why can't he only take this? I want to go in the oven. Like, but I remember having that issue as bad on the Switch. But that's my initial thing of that I noticed. But other than that, like, I gotta say, I was pretty happy to jump back to this game. This is one of those games where, like I said, I played it before on the Switch, and I was curious to see how I would play with someone, with another gamer. Because when I first played this, it was with a lady friend of mine, and she does not play video games, and she enjoyed this game, but there was a lot of me wanting to throw her out the window because she didn't do the proper things in the kitchen.
Yeah, and it's interesting is that this game somehow got the reputation of being sort of like a party game, or whatever you want to call it. In that genre, which to me, I'm always just like, no, I don't want to play. No, like under no circumstance do I want to play this game with people that do not know how to play video games. Like, I don't want to do that ever in my life, because like you said, all you want to do is just, even though it's impossible, you just want to take their controller and control both people at the same time, because it's like, why would you put that plate right there when I was just about to put this cheeseburger. Like, why would you? What was the thought process that you went through that you're like, yeah, this is a good idea? Because it doesn't make any sense to me.
We did have better than pretty good teamwork out there, because
we really didn't run into any issues.
You made it for most of my shortcomings, and I would say vice versa. Because like you said, like there's a lot of chaos during this gameplay. So if the kitchen's set up in a way where I have to cut and he has to cook, I have to make sure that I cut everything up accordingly to the ticket and then give it to him so he can cook it accordingly to that same ticket. But if you're not communicating, there's 4 or 5 tickets on the screen.
Yeah,
so
and it
you can be working on different tickets and not even know it.
Right. And so I think where I think where the game is strong is, like I said, is in controlling the chaos. But what I was a little, I don't want to say surprised, but I guess a little conflicted is this is, quote, Overcooked 2. So it is the sequel. And there wasn't a lot changed in terms of like UI and sort of polish. There was a level in particular where basically like the kitchen's cut in half kind of thing. I was on the left and you were on the right, and it was basically cheeseburgers. And everything up the middle was the frying pans and stuff. So basically, like, we had a system going where, like, where there was always like a burger sort of going. But when you've got a plate and a burger and everything in this middle, like, there are literally bars everywhere, and it's very hard to see what you're doing.
Yes.
That's the kind of stuff like in the first Overcooked that was sort of, I don't want to say frustrating, but it happened a lot, especially in the later levels when they start throwing a bunch of different obstacles in your way. I was hoping some of that stuff would be cleaned up. It's not a game breaker by any means, but Overcooked 2 in terms of a sequel to Overcooked 1 is literally just more of the same game. Like, you could take the number 2 off of this game and you could mistake it for the first game, if that makes sense. There is not a ton different in those regards, which is just kind of, I don't want to call it lazy because that's not fair, but it was sort of surprising that a game that was so popular, I felt like they could have done a little bit more with it. But that was kind of my only major complaint, I guess, with it.
Yeah, I agree. Again, it's just really the graphical issue. Like, things don't pop the way you might want them to, and it will get frustrating during that chaos. But it's also very easy to work around, because if you know things start to blend in a little, like, too much, like the plates and the dough, then at that point we know, we just kind of figured out, like, all right, well, like, at least I did. I'm just kind of like, all right, I'm not putting plates on this side anymore, because I just can't discern which one's the plate, which one's the dough. So, like, you start playing mental tricks with yourself to kind of help yourself out through the process. And what I like about the game as well is, you spoke about this a little bit, is the difficulty ramp isn't extreme. The most difficult that you'll have at this game is the first time you run through a level.
Right.
When they start throwing you new ingredients, new ways to cook, new tools, new recipes. And then you kind of have, on top of that, is an entirely new stage. So everything's kind of, so you have the core mechanics already, but everything's just a bit different. So that first or second run through is where you're going to be like, on any level, is going to be like your hardest run. Once you get that first run out the way, it's just a matter of doing your best score possible. And it really does feel cool to, like, kind of overly complete the scores to get way more than 3 stars points for 3 stars than they asked for.
Yeah, and we didn't really run into any issues until about the third world or third setting, whatever you want to call it. And then so basically, like, whenever a level would start, we would just sort of like stare at it for a minute and just like, okay, like, what are we dealing with here? Which is really kind of it sort of is disguising. That's not the right word. This is 100% a puzzle game as well as a sort of chaos simulator, but they do a very good job of sort of disguising that, because you sort of have to figure out the quirks of every level and figure out what you're going to do. And then the only thing that drives me nuts is when they start moving stuff, which this isn't a slight against the game, but like when they move stuff, it just, my brain just completely shuts off. Like whenever stuff starts shifting and they start moving ingredients or they start moving platforms or they have teleporters or whatever, my brain just can't handle it and I get stressed out. Like there was a particular level where I was in the middle platform and there's this like staircase that would lead to a platform on the left,
oh,
and a platform on the
right.
And that level just like broke me. And I could not, it got to the point for us to beat it. At some point I was literally going, instead of just letting you deliver stuff, I was like, just let me deliver it, because the fact that I can't like just hand it to you drives me nuts. Like, it is, my brain can't handle it. So just, I don't care what it is. Just, I'm just throw the cheese. Just go me, just get me the cheese. Like, there was a lot of conversations of like, just throw the cheese, like, which is, it's not something you're going to hear very often, but yes, there's a lot of throwing ingredients in this game as well. Which is like pro level stuff. If I do say so myself, there's, when you start throwing ingredients, you know you've made it, kind of thing.
That's, right, pretty much.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Like that. That's when you're starting to think about overcooked in a pro sense of, I don't got time to run over here and put this rice in the steamer. I'm going to throw this rice. Exactly. It's so
like I completely agree. Like, and this is one of those games where I think this is one of my favorite types of games where it's easy to pick up, hard to master, and this is a game you can like. I say, sure, play it with a friend, but make sure it's a friend you really like.
Right, because there's a good chance you won't be friends anymore.
Right. So, I mean, there's definitely this mental game you have to play where with your co-op partner, where it's kind of like, okay, someone needs to take the lead in this level. Right. Like us, because there's just no... I don't know, like, the way we played, it just wasn't working if we did 50-50. Like, someone in each level just kind of took the lead and said, all right, I'm doing this, this, and this. You just give me that. The second you break it down that way, it starts just, it's just butter. And it's like, each level kind of, you kind of find your stride in it. And when you hit that stride, it's like, it just starts feeling really good. It's like one of those really fun puzzle games at that point.
Yeah, like, it's like when you figure out a puzzle in Portal. It's just like, I'm the smartest person alive. Like, this is, I just figured this thing out that no one else has ever figured out. Clearly that's not true, but that's how you feel. You feel like you just solved the world's hardest puzzle. And yeah, it's simple. And I think that's not the right word. I hesitate to say it's simple, because while it is, I still don't get the notion that this is a party game, because, like, I don't want to keep reiterating myself, but do not play this game with someone you do not like. Like, do not play this game with someone that is not on the same level, because you are going to kill each other.
It's not a party game in the sense that, like,
it's not Mario Party by any capacity.
Because Mario Party is essentially like we're all just kind of playing against each other, and whoever wins. So it doesn't really matter.
Steal all your stars, sucks. Like.
You know what I'm saying? Like, someone can suck and it doesn't matter, because, like, that's kind of the fun part of it, is someone being bad at it. This, you don't want anyone to be bad. So if you invite three friends over to play Overcooked, and one person really is not picking it up, it's...
Yeah, good luck.
You're going to get real frustrated real quick.
Yeah, and it's... Because I have done this in a two-player and a three-player capacity. I've never done a full four-player kitchen, but there was someone who will not be named. there was a very similar setup, but like you and I. It's just like, at some point, depending on where the person is, whatever, someone takes the lead, someone doesn't. But this third person just wanted to do it all. Like, they wanted to help out at all times. And it's like that's very noble. But you got to grow up and realize that sometimes you can't do it all. And they just couldn't get it. Like, they just like, well, no, I'm going to go do this. And it's just like, and there is collision in this game. So you can bump into each other and stuff like that. And it's just, I cannot, the rage inducing feelings of bumping into somebody when they're just out of place. I watch a lot of,
there. That's the problem.
It's like, you're like, you shouldn't even be in my way. A and B, what are you doing? Like, why do you have cheese right now? Why are you cutting the cheese? The cheese is on the left side. You're stationed on the right side. There's no reason for you to have the cheese. I watch a lot of Hell's Kitchen, and I get it. Like, don't get in my way.
Don't you? You're right. Cause you're dialed in. So like, So when that level you're speaking about, the one with the when you're in the middle, and you have the two sides and then the portals, when you said, "Stop bringing me the plates, I will pick up the plates," I'm like, done, got it. Like if that was the key for me to be like, he dialed into a place where he can kind of just figure this out, and I just need to provide whatever to get the orders out. The second you fight your partner in this, which happens way too freaking often, and they're like, no, I want to do this too. It's like, no, don't cook anything, Just right. Chop. I'll do the cooking. I'll place it. All you need to do is chop it and put it there. That's all you got to do.
It's yeah. I know you can cook cheeseburgers, okay? I know you can. But right now, don't cook cheeseburgers. Like, that's all I need you to do is not cook the cheeseburgers. Put the cheese on the bun, and then I'll take care of the rest.
Walk like, away.
Yeah, exactly.
I did notice that we had two distinct different play styles, which is why I'm kind of surprised that it worked out as well as it did, is whereas, like, for you, you work but ticket by ticket basis, whereas, like, you want just enough ingredients to do the first ticket, maybe the second ticket, call it a day. Whereas, like, when I was playing with my friend, I just had her give me everything, just throw everything in it.
No, that's crazy.
Like, that's absolutely crazy. That worked better for me, because I'm just like, hey, I got everything I need. You just keep doing that one thing, and I'm just like, I'll put it together, good to go.
That's at one point I was like standing in a pile of
cheese.
I'm just like, I don't even know what is what here. Like, what am I supposed to do with all this? And then there were so many times like I would try to pick something up, and since there was so much, like, because for whatever reason we're in hot air balloons because that's where kitchens are, and just falls off, and I just God, drives me nuts. So. Like, I do want to say that as much as obviously we enjoyed this game, I just, at some point, I don't know if the moving of platforms is a good mechanic for this game. Like, I'm struggling to find the words. I get more frustrated than anything when they start moving platforms versus just having a... split setup, if that makes sense. And I think the game is much, much better when it's not sort of trolling you and sort of just giving you a puzzle. And the later game is much more of trolling. And trolling is not the right word, but that's the only word I can think of. I mean,
kind of is, if you will. Because once you get to that point, it's a matter of... There's a point in this game where they kind of make things difficult for the sake of difficulty.
Right. Which I get it, because like I don't want to say there's only so much you can do, but like it's kind of true. There's only so many ways you can cut a kitchen and sort of mix things up. But what was strange is maybe I just, because we didn't finish the game, we got pretty far, but we didn't really get anywhere. Because in the first game, there was times where mice and stuff would show up. So like you couldn't do the thing where you would just have ingredients everywhere, because then the mice would show up and take your ingredients. There wasn't a lot of that. There wasn't a lot of sort of, I don't know what you want to call them.
I mean, they tried it. They got a little cute I think we're inside the hot air balloon and there was a bunch of fires popping up for just no reason.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. And then it crashed.
See, that bothered me, because it's like, because that's the other thing about this game too, because you can overcook stuff, that's right. The title, and your kitchen will catch fire. So I really do love that mechanic. That's a fun mechanic. The issue with me is, don't just, if a fire starts, let it be my fault, and then my problem, and then my solution. Do not just throw fires around in my kitchen, because that just takes me out the game, and for whatever reason, it's like, I didn't cause that fire, and you're just throwing things, just... They hinder my progress. Like, I don't need that to happen.
I see. I don't know. I almost prefer that other versus the, I'm just going to start moving platforms and stuff around. I would almost have a wrench thrown in of something I can control versus something I can't control. Whereas maybe that's what it is. Maybe I just want the control of just being able to say, like,
if you can move a platform yourself, probably, maybe.
Yeah. If I have like, because then it just becomes part of the puzzle. But I guess you could argue that timing is part of the puzzle. So, yeah, I guess my problem is the control. I want to be able to, if you want to throw a monkey wrench into it, let it be something that I can either maintain or control versus something where there's a lot of times where there's a platform and it'll sort of move left and right. So there was one where we were basically separated and the only thing that was connecting us was a hot air balloon that was moving left and right with four spots on it. So basically, I could put all the ingredients and all the plates and everything on this, and then it would move over to you and you could deliver it, et cetera, and you can move the ingredients back and stuff like that. I actually didn't mind that one that much, but that's the kind of stuff where it was 100% timing based. It's like, I know I can only do so much before this thing starts moving again. And to me, if I could load up that platform and then move it when I wanted to, I think I just would have enjoyed that puzzle more, kind of thing, versus me having to sort of play by the game's timing rules, if that makes sense. On an audio show, this probably sounds terrible and it sounds stupid, but in my head it makes sense. If you played this game, hopefully it makes sense. But I guess I say all this just to sort of say that, just know that there's a lot of trolling involved with this game, and it's not always fun trolling. That would probably be my biggest criticism of it. Sometimes the trolling is just a little too much in a way that sort of made it harder to play and not more fun to play.
I agree with that. Yeah, I mean, I don't like my issue is, on some level, I just like the chaos to be my fault. When it's not my fault, I feel like you're Dark Souls trolling me and just doing things for the sake of doing things. I'm like, if there's a fire, let me start the fire. If there's mice, let it be because I left I cut out way too much cheese. If there's any issues, let it be because I started it. That said, the blocks, the platforms moving and stuff, I mean, that one didn't get to me too much. But I can see how late game or end game like that, they could just kind of make that, they lean too heavily into that aspect of it.
Yeah, and I guess this is a small spoiler. I did enjoy the fact of there's now sort of bonus levels that are extremely difficult. Though that's a nice addition, I think, because that first game, while it did have very difficult stuff, it was unique. I won't spoil anything or say, like, you know, but they've put some thought into some high level play that is not just something that you'll run into. It's something you do have to find, kind of thing. So I do enjoy that aspect of it.
Speaking of which, I would love to watch some high level play.
Yeah, we were talking about that. I was just like, what does it look like when, like, people that have just played Overcooked so much that it just works? Like, I don't even know. I think that my mind would just melt.
Like, right? I kind of can't picture four cooks in the kitchen just all operating on the same level. I just
Where's that at Awesome Games Done Quick? I want to see Overcooked speed run. I'm going to write a letter. I'm going to write a letter and say, look, blindfolded punch out, no. I'm not impressed anymore.
Why would you write a letter when think about it. We could go pro. We can go to the league.
That's an idea. We could be the Overcooked. We could be the Chef Ramsays of Overcooked.
I mean, assuming there's no one's done this already, the bar is extremely low.
I'm sure there's like someone like screaming like there's like a YouTuber that's literally all he does is just play Overcooked.
There's a YouTuber for everything now.
Probably. So, but all right, Overcooked 2, Game Pass or pass? I think it's fair to say that we're gonna say pass this one on to your friends.
Absolutely. Well,
friends you like.
Friends you like that are also good.
Right. Right. Just know that it's not for the faint of heart. This is
that's the thing. We're scaring people away in a sense, but
I'm fine with it. I want to be, because I'm telling you, when I played with somebody that wanted to do it all, I like stood up at one point and just was like, all right, I'm done. Like, I can't even look at you right now. Like,
or when you just don't get it and just standing there, like, why are you standing there? Like, oh my god, I'm having no. But if you know a fellow gamer or you have a significant other who can pick it up pretty quickly, then you give it a shot. Like, but yeah, you just expect to get frustrated with the person next to you.
Yeah, and don't play this game by yourself. There's people that do that, and no, that's like playing Mario Party by yourself. Just don't do that.
I didn't know that was even a possibility.
It's weird. Weird to me. Like, it's just.
Oh, you're right. So there is a YouTube guy doing this by himself.
I didn't even think of that. That's
just killing it.
I mean, that just reminds me, like, I played Hell's Kitchen on the 3D or the DS and the Wii, and I freaking love that game. So I don't know. All right, so Overcooked 2, it's safe to say that on this podcast, I almost said this, never mind. On this podcast, we're going to say pass it on to your friends. And that means we're at the end of the show. But before that, we got to talk about what we're going to be playing next week. And I'm excited. We're going to cheat a little bit. And strictly because we can. This is our show. And we can do whatever we want. So we're going to be playing Doom. Not 1993 Doom. We're going to be playing Doom 2016. Mainly because it's on Game Pass. It's my favorite franchise. But it's also to sort of dive back in before Doom Eternal hits on March 20th. Which will not be coming out on Game Pass day one. But that's not going to stop us from talking about it. And why we're excited about it. So next week, we're going to be talking about Doom.
Just Doom it up. You guys are doomed.
I am excited.
Doom, Doom, Doom.
And after that, we'll do a roll, and I'm sure it'll be a terrible game because that's just how it works.
No, after that, we're doing Sonic because we're doing everybody's favorite franchises. Is Sonic on Game Pass?
Is there any Sonic games on Game Pass?
All right, fine. We're doing Shenmue. All right, Shenmue 1, guys. Cut that out. We're not doing Shenmue.
Are those on PC?
Yes. I want to say so. I think I saw them in there.
We're going to find out. We just played Final Fantasy 15. They just added that.
Anybody?
I don't know if I could play that game again.
Every time I see it, I want to play it. I'm like, no.
It's
not bad. I like it.
But yeah, when the Xbox One X patch came out, I booted it up and was like, wow, this looks a lot better. And I shut it off.
you did all you need to do.
Exactly. And even though this version does have all the DLC, oh my gosh, what if that comes up on the spin?
We can't not go with the spin. So the spin gods will determine that.
Oh my God. Shenmue 1 and 2 are on PC. So that could come up too. Oh God. What have we done?
Is 13 on there?
No, not yet. Oh, well, I don't think 13 got a PC release, did it?
But I don't think it did. Anyway.
Anyways, all right. That's going to do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We will see you next week with Doom.
Doom.
Where's the stop button?